You wanna know how I do it, eh, boy? How I break one of them new pony bitches to saddle? Well, you're asking the right goblin, that's for damn sure. There ain't no one who can tame him like I can. Let me show you my newest. She's a real beauty. Come on! Come on out! Don't be shy. Ah, look at her! Biggest, toughest human I ever got. Natural pony bitch. She's still, shy about goblins handling her, but put your hands on her stomach, boy. Go on. She won't fight no more. Totally safe after what I did. Right? It's all pure muscle. Yeah! Muscle. Them abs of her are as hard-boiled as leather. Look at the legs, too. Like fucking tree trunks, ain't they? I heard she's one of them... Fuck. What do humans call them again? Amazons. Yeah. Amazons. Woman folk tougher than fucking orcs. Live in villages without men or nothing. But perfect bodies for riding. But real fierce and independent-like. If any old goblin captured the likes of her, she'd squash him to goop in a fucking day. Her name? Well, I'm not supposed to give them pony names until they've whelped their first goblin runs. I ain't bred her yet. But, I've been starting to call her Redbush. On account of the damn forest she got between them legs.
That's not my name.
She still gets flustered when I call her that. She had one of them dignified-sounding warrior names before she was what she is now. Pony bitch. That's why you're not supposed to name them until they're first breeding. Bit of a big person pride tends to survive till the first time they got a goblin in their belly.
Yeah.
So you was asking how I did it, right? Had to tame a human. Big one. Well, generally it ain't no thing. If you remember the golden rule. Humans are like beasts. Any old thing. Big beast. Smart beast. But you can tame them like you can tame a horse. First, you gotta think if the human is fit for the reins. They gotta be hardy, tough bitches that can handle a rough handling. The stronger that they are, the harder you can ride them, of course. Helps if they're wanton little sluts. There ain't nothing that makes a pony bitch happier than a rough strap-on after a long day in the saddle. A ride after a ride, if you will. A frigid cunt just won't take to pony life as well. Juicy sluts make proper pony bitches. Like this one. Let me show ya. Yeah, see? I barely put me nail talons in this bitch. It's already in heat. See? She's a tough bitch. But rolls on her belly the moment you make her feel good. The juicy ones are real trainable like that. How about you just ride my fingers, Redbush? Let the goblins talk. You don't gotta worry, you dumb pony head, but nothing.
Not my name.
So yeah, found her camping in the Bramblewood. Confident as could be, stupid bitch. Had this big old sword slung over her back. If I'd gone right up and tried to lasso her, she'd cut me clean in half. That's the lesson that might save your ass one day, boy. Any pony bitch worth a damn is a fucking killer. Proper, rough, and tumble bitch who knows how to throw a punch. When you're small folk like us, you ain't gotta outfight her. You gotta outthink her. I mean, that's the goblin strategy in general, but it really, really implies here. I spent a week stalking her, watching her. She was alone, easier to pick off, right? And she was a stranger to them woods. Easier to track. Remember, humans are beasts like any other. They got weak moments too. I could have approached her at night, but that's kind of risky. She's a light sleeper, it gets hairy. That's where the watching comes in. Learn their patterns. Figure out your pony bitch's blind spot. This slut had a real passion for Honeyfrog. Every time she'd see one of them trees, she'd stop and pick damn near everything off the thing.
Please.
You want more of my fingers, bitch? See? Real slut, this one. Gotta get too juiced for today's ride at this rate.
Mistress.
So, I ran ahead of her, and I found the nearest honey fruit tree. By the time she gets there, well, the fruit was all coated with a little sleeping potion. And lo and behold, I get to her camp and she sprawled out by the fire. Out like the dead. Didn't stir a wink while I dressed her up. Next step, of course, is the suit. Notice all the bondage and leather straps and shit she wearing. Ain't just to make her look pretty. You start with an arm binder. Stops them from flailing, hitting ya, stabbing ya. Struggling, generally. And then comes the harness. It's real important, the harness. All the rest of your gear strapped to it. Especially your saddle. Helps your pony bitch, too. Harnesses are firm and supportive. Gets them into a proper posture. Of course, they're still basically naked. Gotta get the beasts used to having her tits out. I just, gave this one here a nice new nipple ring.
Too slow. Just teasing me.
Easy, girl. Easy now. After the harness, the rest is easier. The bit and the bridle stops them from, trying to talk. Takes away your chance to bite. Very important. Let me tell you, young'un. When they're left with nothing but their teeth, they can get real nasty bites. Real nasty. Then the pony boots ain't got a use for restraint, but they give the girl a nice posture, protect her feet from the long marches. And finally, we have this beauty right here.
Wait. No.
Hear that? This big girl knows this beauty well. Ought to say they're intimate with each other. Well, it looks like a cock. That's exactly what it fucking is. A wet stick. Keep your ponies nice and rowdy. I'll show you how it works. Girl! Spread your legs. Don't give me a fucking look. I'll get the whip. Now, she's in position and you just slide it up between her legs like this.
I hate the stick. It's too much.
There we go. Uh-huh. Oh, good girl. Good girl. Once it's all up in her, you just connect the straps to her harness like this. See? Already got her frantic, don't it? And now we're with it in and she'll be leaving a trail of cum juice everywhere she walks. A wet stick is for the beast that ain't broken the saddle yet. Keeps them full up, but too secure to fuck themselves with. We'll also use them when she's being shy about fucking goblins. Or if we just feel like getting her worked up. She's gonna be real eager for playtime after today's ride. Don't worry, Redbush. Mistress gonna ride you with her strap later. Now, after the suiting comes the bucking. That's when your new pony tries to fight a rider. Ugh. Humans are prideful beasts. They ain't just gonna submit to the saddle quietly. Once this one realized what happened, she thrashed like a fucking tiger. Her eyes were nothing but hate, hate, hate. If it ain't for all the gear, she'd have snapped me like a twig. I let her struggle, though. She gets tired, but the leather don't. And then you can let nature take its course. See, the key to making any beast like you is to fulfill her needs. Mutts know who feed them. Everything alive wants to keep on being alive. And when they know you's the source of life, they know they need you. So when she gets hungry, you gotta be the one to feed her. When she gets thirsty, you gotta make her drink from your hands. Big girl like her, mighty appetite. She didn't want to take any food or drink at first. That's all right now, you don't gotta force her. Eventually, they get hungry and thirsty enough to let you. Once she gets used to feeding and drinking, she'll let you handle her. Then, there's that other need. Now, Wes Sticks sees to that. At first, she's gonna be too alarmed to focus on the stick. When she calms down, she's gonna start getting real used to being full. It'll get worse for her once you're on the road. I had this one tied marching behind my cart. No way to ignore a slut stick with all that moving. Yeah, you can really tell when it's getting on. Like I said, Red Bush is a real juicy pony. I laughed real hard when I saw how fast you went animal dumb.
Not animal dumb.
She might have been a warrior before, but her pride broke real good when she realized what she get to come. Oh, that strength leaked right out her gum. Like I said, animal dumb. All them worthless person thoughts get quieted by a voice in the back of her head. A voice saying, you wanna get fucked. You wanna get fucked real hard.
God.
She started begging. Just begging for relief. But you're the one in control. You gotta get it through her skull that you're in control. Only good pony bitches get relief for the cunt. This one tried to force a hump a few times. But if you keep that chef buried deep in the straps tight, she can't wiggle it around. Eventually, she gave up and became real eager to show how obedient and docile she was. Then, you can give her what she wants. But on your terms. You hear? On my terms. Can't let her do it like a person. None of them positions a lover would take. You teach them a pose. Zek! That means mountain pose. Down with her, face on the ground, hindquarters up. Nice and low, so you can fuck her yourself if you want. The big folk ain't so big when they're on the ground waving their ass. Let me tell you how I did it the first time, dog boy. Ooh, real hot. I unstrapped a wet stick and started dancing it inside her, back and forth, back and forth. Really taking the time to get her know her, get her howling, whining into the gaggers. Humans are such sluts. They pretend they're all proper life, but that's wardom. It's real easy to break him if he knows what you're doing. And when it comes to pleasure, I know what I'm doing. Don't I, girl? That's what Red Bush learned who her owner was. Learned who her rider was. Every stroke go to wet stick taught her she was mine. Mine. By the time I had her come in my hands, she was probably as stupid as a fucking bug. She's so animal dumb, she didn't even give a yelp of protest when I pushed her head in my snatch and made her return the favor. There, girl. There, getting real worked up. Memory must be real heavy for you, huh? She's going to the heat. That's what this is. And at this rate, she's going to be too worked up to even ride the proper today. Might need to let her come before we dig her out. Now, once your pony accepts feeding, drinking, and fucking, she done bucking. She might thrash here and there, but her pride's been beaten down enough that you can start training her proper like. Start with teaching her the different commands. When to turn, when to charge, when to hold. Give her little treats if she does her best. And if she's real good like, make her come at the end. Then, you gotta get her used to your weight on her back. Train her to saddle. She'll be off balance with the extra weight, but eventually, she'll be able to run like you always there. Now you gotta be strict with pony bitches sometimes. If she pulls on the reins too much, you have to whip handy. Look at Red Bush's rump here. See them welts? You don't gotta worry about hitting her too hard. Them big folks can take bigger hits than we can dish out. It's mostly reminded her of his boss. This one actually wasn't much of a fighter once we got there. Once I got her coming in my talents. All that muscle, no self-control. Them welts were from the time she went pussy dumb and wouldn't listen to my orders.
Fuck me.
Training a pony is easier than breaking them down a saddle. She got a big purse and brains, just gotta make her want to use it. First time I made Red Bush come was about 2 months back. She's almost ready for the final step. Once the winter comes, it's time to put the ponies in the stable. Means it's the best season to put them to work as broodmares. Use their nice, strong wombs to make some goblins.
No.
Oh, a winter big-bellied in the stables changes a pony bitch. You can see it in her eyes. Ain't no pretending they got any control in their bodies after that. They don't try to talk in their bits no more. No more pretending they anything else besides a beast. This one's almost ready for him, he thinks. Still gets all shy when I talk about breeding her, but no more fighting her. Is there, girl?
No, don't wanna. Goblin. The shame.
Look at her. She's still acting all shy like, but she's juicing up the ground all the same. Proper livestock. You know, I bet there's a reason she's in such a mood today. And not just do it. Yeah, I smells it. She's in heat, for sure. You learn to pick up the scent of it. And you know, it's getting real late in the year, ain't it? Not quite cold, but the leaves done fine. Today, wouldn't it be a bad day to whelp a goblin to work? A real wicked idea just got my head. Say, boy, you wanna take your first step as a pony bitch breaker? I got a job for you. The only part of the whole process I can't be doing is myself. What you say? You wanna fuck a baby into this bitch? I see that hungry looking eye.
No. Don't want.
Come here. Get behind her. That's it. Don't be shy. She's too tame to kick or nothing. Just gotta hold her reins. Remind her to stay down. From this angle, you can see how she's gotten there. See that nice pool under her gunny? Just untap the wet stick and pull it right out. Don't worry. She nice and slippery. No trouble at all. There we go. Hey, girl. Stay calm now. Shh. Don't you worry your dumb little pony brain about nothing. Real easy to handle when she's in need, ain't she? Look how she's bucking her hips like. Don't matter if it's for breeding. She's a beast, and she'll do whatever to make that cunny feel good. Come on now. Put it in her. She's on ready. Ready to earn your pony name, Redbush.
My name is Artesia Vulpendronos Elma.
Whoa, there. Hold her steady now. She's a powerful thing. Bucking real hard. You just gotta hold her steady like and remind her that you're the rider. She's the one being ridden. Yeah. Harder. Come on. Give it to her harder. Harder! Come on, make the big bitch scream. Yeah, you like that, Redbush. You like how he's fucking you. Mm-hmm. When I first trusted you, you'd fight every time I told you you were a pony bitch. Now look at you. You're getting bred proper like. Fucked in the gun by a goblin pecker. Don't matter how strong you are, how smart you are, you're just a fucking pony now. Just a fucking animal. And you're gonna be a knocked up one too. What's your name? You pussy dumb animal, your mistress is asking you a question. What's your fucking name? And I don't want to hear you say no human shit.
But I... No. Please, mistress, please.
You're on the ground being fucked and bred by goblins. You're tussled up like a damn animal. Whatever your name was, ain't no proper description for the fuck dumb animal I see. What's your fucking name, pony?
Redbush. 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 I'm Redbush. Pony bitch. Oh,
God. That's right. That's fucking right. You're just an animal. That's all the likes of you will ever be. Redbush. My Redbush. Moan for me. Moan for your mistress, Redbush. Do you mind if I have a... bit of fun for the know being my watch. Seeing my ponies get some bread always gets me juicy.
Goddess, forgive me.
That's it.
God, yeah. Pregnant.
Oh, harder.
Forgive me.
Harder. Fix her ass so she's walking bow-legged all day. Lights are flickering right out of her eyes. She red bush. My red bush. There she blows. There she blows. Hold her tight now. Don't let her squirm. Hold her good. Don't let her buck ya. It ain't... It ain't about her coming. You gotta blow a big, fat load in her too. Gotta... Put a fucking... Fucking goblin in her belly. Look at her. Amazon's like her. Made breathing. Made to have the goblins. Goblins in her belly. Oh. That's right. Come in her. Make her a food man. Come on. Almost there. Oh, fuck. Hold it. Fucking fucker. Fuck. Come on. Fuck. Come on. Breeder, come on, come. Want you to let out every last fucking drop, every drop in her fucking pony cunt. Come in the word pony cunt. Do it, breeder, breeder. Oh, fuck. You did it. Let it all out. Fill her up with every last drop. Feel the way your gunny's milking your cock. Everybody knows it wants to get bread. Yes. Ooh, damn, boy. You filled her up proper. Fucking flooded her insides. Feel that red bush? That much coming out? You're knocked up for sure now. There we go. There we go. You did good. You did so good. You're gonna be a right, proper broodmare. Now, all we gotta do is grab the wet stick and secure it back into place. That way, don't let any of your seed fall out of her. There we go. I'ma head back into the barn right quick. Gotta grab some honey fruit candies. I give them the red, after she's been good. But I'll tell you what. Stick around. You got some potential as a pony breeder. With a bit of learning, you could be catching and breaking them yourself. Mm-hmm. I knew I liked the looks of you. You just gotta remember the golden rule. Humans are beasts like any old thing. Big beasts, smart beasts. But you can tame them like any other animal. Ain't that right, Redbush? You know, I got some other ponies that need breeding. Before it's time to put them away for the winter. How about you come back tomorrow? I can get you work fucking green babies into them all. What do you say?